Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Restoration Online Ministry. I pray that you will be blessed by the word on today. I give God praise, glory, and honor for you joining our link on today. I want you to know that no matter what you may be going through in your life, God is able to change it and work it out in your favor. Just give it over to him and he will work it out. God bless you. Thank you again for joining our line on today. Continue to trust God and he will work for you. God bless you. Hugs and kisses from Restoration Online Ministry. God bless you. Have a wonderful one. God bless each and every one of you on today. I pray that you are able to hear me loud and clear on the broadcast. And if you are hearing me, God bless you. Thank you for joining us on today. We give God praise, glory, and honor for each and every one of you on with us on today. God bless you. Hallelujah. As I give out this a little more time. Give us a few more little minutes to come in on the call because we're starting right now. We're going to play a praise song to give them a little more time to come in on the blog and on the line. God bless you. Welcome. If you're hearing me on the call and those of you on the link, please say amen to let me know that you're able to hear me loud and clear as we start our service on today. God bless you all. Thank you again for joining Restoration Online Ministry on today. I know this morning we missed the hour of sleep, so a lot of people are late today, but we are here. So God bless you all and thank you all for joining. So as we start, let's play a praise song. Give everyone a little more time to come in on the call on this morning, this afternoon. God bless each and every one of you. Thank you once again for joining in. Let's play the praise song to give them a few more little minutes to come in on today. God bless you.
Lift your hands and just worship him. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. Come on, worship. Open your mouth and begin to speak to him. Come on, open your mouth and let the Spirit just begin to flow out of you.
My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. My love.
With me, my heart, my mind, lift your voice and say,
I'm not afraid to
Welcome and thank you on today for joining us, Sunday service. So let's open up with prayer on today. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for another day. Father, we thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning, God. Father, we thank you for our families, Lord God. Father, we thank you for the roof over our head, God, the clothes on our body, Father, even the food that we eat. Father, we thank you, Father, that this is another day, God, that you have added to our life, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Father God, for protecting us overnight, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for all the things, God, that you continue to bless us with. Father, we pray right now, Lord God, for each and every person that's listening today, Lord God. We pray, Father, for their families, Lord God, whatever situations they may be in on today, Lord God. Father, if there's any sickness around them, God, we speak healing over their bodies, Lord God, from the top of their heads to the sole of their feet, Lord God. Father, if there's any lack, Father, we ask you, Lord God, that you, Father, will provide, Father, because, Father, we know that you are our shepherd, Lord God, and we shall not want for anything in this life, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God. Father, if there's any chaos and confusion around them, God, I ask you, Lord God, to bring peace into situations, Father. You say peace will come to us, Lord God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Father, we could come together to fellowship, to worship, to praise you, Father God, for being our God, our creator, our everything, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, Father, as we go forward in the service on today, Lord God, that it would touch every heart that listen, Lord God, that it would fall on good ground, God, and bring forth a great harvest, Father. Change their situations, their circumstances, Lord God. Give them hope, Father God, and allow them, Lord God, to begin to start trusting in you, Father, more than anything in this life, Father. We thank you, God, for your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for your goodness and your kindness, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, for always looking out for us, Lord God, sometimes when we don't even deserve it, Lord God. But Father God, we thank you for your faithfulness in our life, Lord God. Father, guide us in the way that you want us to go, Lord God. Lead us in the way that you want us to go, Father, and give us the right words to speak in this day and this time, Lord God, to all our sisters and brothers around us, Lord God. Father, we pray for our children, Lord God, our grandchildren, Lord God. Father, we pray for our nieces and our nephews, Lord God, our cousins and our friends, Lord God. Father, we pray for our spouses, Lord God. Father, we pray for our parents, our grandparents, Lord God. Father, we pray, Father God, for all the families, God, all around the world, Lord God. We pray for every country in this world, Lord God. We pray for peace in the land, Lord God, unity amongst your people, Lord God. Father, we thank you, God. Father, we thank you, God, for being our God. Thank you, Father. Father, give strength to those, God, who may be weak, Father, in their spirit and mind, Lord God. Those who are weak, Father, in their mental mind state, Lord God. Give us strength, God, to keep on pressing on and keep putting our hands onto your hand, Lord God, so you could keep us up, Father. We thank you, God. Thank you for the strength, God, that you're restoring in our bodies, Lord God. Thank you, Father, for the joy, God, that you're giving back to us, God. Father, we thank you in advance, God. Father, we give you praise, glory, and honor. In your precious Son Jesus' name, God, we thank you and adore you, Lord God. Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you, God, and we praise you, God. Father, you are so amazing and awesome. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for all of you who joined us on today as we get ready to start our service. Let's start our praise and worship on this morning. God bless you. Please enjoy praise and worship on today. Father, you are amazing. So let me get to our first song. Hold on. Let me get to it. I had it all written down. Now I got to find it. Hold on, everybody. Let me get to it. So get to our first praise song. Bear with me. I had the song right in my face before I even started. And there I go. I can't find it. But there I go right there. God bless you all. Please enjoy the first song for the day. God bless. Okay, Pastor, it would be nice if you click it. There you go.
I was sitting in the kitchen, and I was like, Lord, what am I going to do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you knew to do, and still you took two steps forward, and you took five steps back, and you said, you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it. And then these words came. I said, Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good. I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life. Can't praise you enough. Even if I try, 'cause you've been so good. Lift your voice. Come on, tell him today. So good to me. I can't sitting over the dishes with tears in my eyes. And I had to declare out of the hard place that you've still been better. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord. I can never repay you, Lord, for what you've done for me. How you loose my shackles and how you set me free. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way when there was no way. How you made a way, Shepherd, when there was no way. Oh God, you made a way. 'Cause you've been so good. Come on, lift it up. You've been so good. Oh. Right there, right there. Let them hear your heart in that tonight.
You've been so good.
When I almost lost my mind, you've been. When the enemy came in like a flood, you've been. Everybody lift your voice, say,
so good to me.
You've been better than good to me. You've been better than good to me.
Yes!
You've been better than good to me. You've been better than good to me. Oh, you've been better. Oh, you've been better. You've been.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. He's been so good to us. Hallelujah. We have another praise song for you. He has been so good to each and every one of us. Through everything that we go through, he is still good to us. We have another praise song for you on this morning. As we start the next praise song, we're going to be coming today out of the book of Hebrew. I have it written down. Let me look at my notes. I know the scriptures, but my mind is in 20 million places today. But we're kind of coming out of Hebrew, the 6th chapter, verses 13 through 20. So as we play the other praise songs, start getting your Bibles ready so you can follow along with us on today. God bless you. Let's do our next praise song on this morning. God bless.
Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can.
Oh,
yes, you can. Yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can.
Yes. They thought that I'd be weak,
but you made me strong.
They thought that I would crumble,
but they were so wrong.
You held my hand and when they said I couldn't do it, I heard you say,
you said yes, you
gotta
can.
Sing it one more time.
Yeah.
All that I'm me weak,
but you made me strong.
You see, they thought that I would crumble,
but they were so wrong.
You held my hand,
encouraged me to stand.
When they said I couldn't do it, I heard you say,
you say yes, you can.
And every day
and every day I'm getting stronger. Your current condition, oh my. With the Lord on your side, you can do anything. He said, I can, I know, I will triumph over the enemy.
Sweet little message for you all on today. Our topic today is a great topic on today. It's the certainty of God's promise on today. So let's do our last praise song, and then we're going to go into our word. And the reason why I'm going to pick this last song, because in order for somebody to make a promise to you, they have to know who you are to promise you something, right? They got to know your name to be certain of the promises that they're going to tell you, right? They got to know you. So this is the last song for today as we go into our word, and it's that He knows your name. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. He knows our name and he holds our hand. That is how we are able to keep going forward, because he holds our hand each and every day. Each and every time that we're going through things, he holds our hand. And our topic today is that the certainty of God's promise. Come today out of Hebrew, the 6th chapter, verses 13 through 20 on today. And if you have your Bibles, we're going to start reading. I'm reading out of NIV on today. Father God, as I go forward in the word on today, Father, I ask you, Lord God, to have your way. Lead and guide how you want the word to go today, Father. That it's not about me, Lord God, it's I'm just a humble servant. Give me the words to say, Father, how you want me to say them, Lord God. Allow the word to fall on each and every one's heart, Lord God. Allow the words to be able to change our minds in a way that we can handle our life, Lord God. Father, let it edify your kingdom on today. If there's anything in me, Lord God, that would hinder me from hearing you, God, to be able to speak to my brothers and sisters, Lord God. I ask you, Father God, to take it away. Father, I humble myself, and I'm just your servant on today. Have your way, Lord God. Use me however way you see fit. Father God, allow my sisters and brothers to hear you and not me. Father, I'm just here to serve you, God. And I thank you for this opportunity today, Lord God, to speak your word, Father, to each and every person that's listening on today. So have your way, Holy Spirit. Lead and guide on today. I thank you, Father, in advance. Amen, amen, amen. So we're going to start reading on today. It's the certainty of God's promise. But before we go into the scriptures, I want to read the definition of what the certainty. Yeah, I'm country, but y'all know what I'm saying. The certainty of God's promises. But going to see the definition of the word certainty. And the noun for it says that it's a firm conviction that something is the case. Like it's conviction, like it's just saying that this is what's going to happen. It says that it's a firm conviction. So it's like the certainty of God is that it's a firm thing, that it's not like a maybe. It's like confirmation that it's going to happen. It's like confidence that what he said is going to happen and that it's a positive thing that it's going to happen. It says it's conviction. So I read it wrong. It says the firm conviction that something is the case. So it's like God is telling you with the certainty that this is going to happen. This is like no other way around it. And when I looked up the word promise, promise means, got me as I scroll to the next page, it says a declaration or assurance that one will do a particular thing or that a particular thing will happen. So God is telling you that when I'm telling you, it's going to happen. I'm assuring you that what I say, it shall happen for you. Whether things about you is going to change or the situations around you, it's going to happen. It's going to happen for you. I am promising this to you, firming it, that it's going to happen. I'm giving you assurance that it's going to happen for you. So let's begin to read our scriptures on the day. So remember, the certainty of God is that God is letting you know that this is what's going to happen. I'm not just speaking out the side of my neck to you, my sons and daughters. This is real facts. Like, I am telling you what's going to happen, and it is going to happen. Sometimes we think that things is not going to happen for us because it don't happen when we want it. But the whole time, God is telling us that it's going to happen for us. Okay, so here we go to start reading the scriptures on today. So let me get to the scripture. Bear with me as I click back over. Okay, So we got the NIV. And if you have your Bibles, feel free to follow along with me. For those of you who may not have the Bible and you want to read along with me, I'm going to throw the link to those of you who are in the chat. And you can read from out of my Bible Gateway link and follow along with me on today as I start reading on today. God bless you. Here we go. So here we go. When God made his promise to Abraham, since there was no other greater for him to swear by, he swore by himself, saying, I will surely bless you and give you many descendants. And so after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised. If anybody else you know may know the story of Abraham, promised him that he was going to have many descendants, but it took years and years and years and years before he had the promises of God fulfilled for him. Even though Abraham's wife stepped outside of what God already had promised her, she decided that she's going to get the handmaid, the servant, to give him a son, but that's not what God said. God promised Abraham that him and his wife would have a son, a child, and that they were going to have many descendants. But sometimes what happens when we don't understand the certainty of God's promises, we sometimes step out of line, right? And we go trying to make things happen because we want it to happen in our time. And what winds up happening in the story of Abraham, because his wife was not patient enough, right? He decided to go get the servant to give her husband a son. And when she did that, it didn't work the way that she wanted, right? She got angry and got a little bitter. But sometimes if we just wait on God, everything will fall in place. Anytime that we don't understand that God has promised us blessings, he promised us that I didn't create you to suffer. So we would understand that when we're going through our storms, that that's just temporary because God did not promise us to suffer all our life. He did not promise us to just be down in the dumps all our life. But sometimes we lose the confidence that God has promised us something. He made an oath to what he says, and God is not a man that he has to lie to us about anything. Let's continue to read the rest of the scriptures, and you'll see where I'm going at with the lesson on today. Verse 16, it says, people swear by someone greater than themselves, and the oath confirms what is said and put an end to all the agreement. Because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised, he confirmed it. God put this so that by two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible for God to lie, we who have fled to take hold of the hope set before us may be greatly encouraged. In other words, God has no reason to lie to us about nothing. He made an oath because you know it's no other God. He's the Almighty, the Alpha and Omega. And if he put an oath to it and he sealed and confirmed that this is what's going to happen, it is going to happen. Ain't nobody could go undo the promises of God. Nobody can come take away from you what God has already promised for you. In other words, God's saying that you need to have hope and trust me. Be encouraged to know that I'm going to do these things for you. Don't let life or situations kick in and make you doubt what I've already told you that I'm going to do for you, what I am going to do. Like if we just look at all the creations of God, there's no reason for us to wake up and doubt where we at in our life. Sometimes we have to sit back and think about where we at and the things that we have in our life to know that God is still faithful, that God promises is still working in our life. Even though it may not be where we want to be in our life, but because you're breathing today, you're still alive, you still have things that other people don't even have today, God is still promising and he's still blessing you. sometimes we look at where we at in our life and we be like, oh, well, I wish I had this. I wish things was this way in my life. But you know the Bible says, when you are happy with the small things, then God will bless you with bigger things. But if you are not happy with the things that you have, why do you even think that God is going to give you the big blessings that he promised you? Because you're what? You're ungrateful? That you don't believe that he's able to move in your life, that he has already blessed you, that what he promised you is possible to happen for you? But if you're sitting there, you'd be like, well, Lord God, I don't have what I see this one has. I'm not in a situation where that one is. But you know what? Then that means you not believing what God promised you. God promised you to have hope in the future. God promised you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. God promised you that if you call on me, I will hear you and heal you and deliver you. God has told you all that. But when you think that things are impossible, God said it is just that right for you. Verse 19 says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. Verse 20, where our fortune, I'm trying to say the word right, let me get it. Okay, Pastor, let's be country and let's get it. Okay, fortune, I'm saying it right, okay. Jesus has entered on our behalf. He has become a high priest forever in the order of Melchizedek. In other words, God has promised everything to us. You know what you look at and think, how you know that what God promised you, how what he told us was done. You know, like when you look at the courts with the judges, right? And when they make the final decision about a case or everything about us, right? They sign it and put the seal on it, right? They put an oath and they put a seal. Do you know what the seal that God put on us when he promised us these blessings? The blood of Jesus. He stamped and approved it by the blood of Jesus. That means that whatever God told you, it is so. Whatever he promised you, it is going to happen. Why is it going to happen for you? Because God has promised you many, many blessings. God told you that you would have eternal life, that you should live and not die. He showed you by showing you the proof of it when he sent his son to die for you. And Jesus Christ is well alive, and he's not dead. He's not in nobody's grave. He's sitting on the right-hand side of our Father, our Creator. So the promises that he promised, it is there, and it has happened. We always think that sometimes we lose the confidence that God's promises is not forever, because we be like, well, Lord God, I don't see things happening. I don't see blessings coming in my life, but it is there for you. Just look around at where you're at in your life. The one thing I like to think about is like the thing when we think that our life is so bad and so horrible, we have to look at, is somebody somewhere that would like to trade shoes with you at any given time? So when you think your life is so horrible, it's somebody somewhere that's dealing with things worse than you are. So you should not believe God's promises. Because your situation is where it is does not mean that God is not still there for you. God is not still providing for you. God is not still bringing blessings your way. It just means that when it's your time, it's your time. When it's time for you to get the things that God has promised you, it will come. But a lot of times we got to put the work in to get the things that God has got us, right? What you mean by that, Pastor? Okay, you know that scripture that says faith without works is dead, right? Same way like you go on a job and you got to go work, right? If you don't go into work, you can't expect to get a paycheck on Friday. It's nobody's problem because you didn't get a check and everybody else got a check because you didn't show up. You didn't put the time in. You didn't put the work in. So you can't go and argue with the boss because you didn't get a check, right? You can't get mad at everybody else because they're walking out smiling with their check and they happy. You didn't show up. You didn't put the time in. You didn't put the work in. same way when we say, well, okay, God, you telling me that it's a certainty of God's blessings. That's what you're telling me, that it's certain, God, that your blessings is going to come. Yeah, he said that. But then God also tell you that faith without works is dead. God tell you to spend time with him. God tell you to let go, let God. God tell you to trust in him. Put your faith in him. God tell you to put the time in. Get in your word. Get in your praise. Get in your prayer life. Spend that time with him. The more that you put in, the more that you get. The more that you give to God, the more that you give. The more time that you spend with him. The more time that you give to your sisters and brothers. And show God that you're dedicated. And show God that you're a worker. Speak about the seesaw last Sunday before last, right? You hear about the workers in the vineyard, right? He says, it's many out there that need to be hear word of encouragement, need to know who God is, but you know the workers are few. As many jobs and opportunities for you to do for the kingdom of God, but you know what? We're not working. A lot of people don't want to put the time in. They want God to do everything for them, but they won't take out time with God. I know some of you will be like, well, Pastor, what you talking about? I mean, I got to be about God every day, all day, 24/7. That mean I got to spend time with him and tell people every day. Well, God is telling you to take some time out for him. You know, we take our time for people every day, right? Why you can't take our time for God every day? He ain't telling you to be 24/7 spending time with him, but he's telling you to make some time for him. Out of your busy day, it shouldn't be too busy that you can't just sit back and just reflect. Get in the scripture. Get in the praise. Acknowledge him. Lord God, I thank you today. Father God, I praise you today. Sometimes you could be out somewhere in the streets and you could be in a store somewhere and you could see somebody. You don't even have to know them. But if you just say, you know what? God bless you. God love you. Be encouraged. You got this. You don't even have to know what they're going through. But guess what you're doing? You're putting the work in. You're putting the time in. Sometimes if you just smile at somebody, that's showing the love of God to them. Because maybe all that week, nobody smiled at them. All that week, somebody didn't tell them that I love you. Maybe in their home, they never hear the word, I love you. They never hear the word that God got you. God is there for you. But guess what you just did? You put time in with God. So those promises that God has promised you, your paycheck, it will come to you, right? The rewards, the blessings will come your way that God has promised you. Sometimes people be like, well, why God keep blessing this person when I know that sometimes their attitude is nasty and messed up? But see, you don't know the time that they put in with God behind closed doors. See, people think that just being out in the open saying that, oh, I love God, and oh, I tell you, I'm a faithful believer of God, and I go to church. That means nothing to God, right? That's you just speaking out of your mouth to be seen and to be heard. But God looking for you spending time with him, and you doing what he asks of you to do when nobody watching you. Because see, well, we only doing it for show, right? We're trying to please man every day. So if you see me coming around you and I'm saying, oh, you know, I'm a woman of God and I believe in God and I tell you that every time I see you, why am I trying to convince you where I'm at with God? Because see, you're not the one that have a heaven or a hell for me, and you're not the one that made that certainty of promises to me. You're not the one that sent your son to die for me. So I don't have to explain to you who I am with God. God knows who I am. I don't have to even show you who I am with God. He knows me. You know what that song says? He knows your name. God knows each and every one of our names. See, what God looks for is the heart of the man. That's what's inside of you that nobody could see, right? They need a special machine to see in your heart, but God sees it. See, sometimes people look at the outward appearance, and they may look at how you react to a situation that they didn't put you in. Or sometimes you didn't got yourself in a situation, but they don't know your heart. See, God knows your heart. God knows that sometimes you did things for people or allow people to come into your life because you have that heart of God and you want to love them. But at the same time, God also understands that you are human. And see, when they hurt you, sometimes that flesh side kicks in, right? And here comes the people, because they're looking for you to be so godly 24/7, they're ready to judge you, right? But you know, the only one that you got to talk to about that situation is God, because he knows you. He knows that you went in it with pure good heart attention, right? You went in it to show the love that God shows you every day. Now, when you hurt, you may respond in a way that God is not happy with. But you know what you do? Lord God, forgive me what I wanted to do. Father, I know maybe it wasn't the way that you wanted to do, but God, I stepped outside of it. Father, can you help me? Help me to love and not be so hurt when I don't get the love back. Father, can you help me do that so I could get these promises that you promised me, God? Because I am here to please you, not man. Because, see, you the one made this old. And, see, if nobody could go undo what you promised about me. And scriptures say that we were born blessed, right? You're born into this world blessed with blessings on you. But because of life situations and circumstances, we lose the confidence of who we are. We're blessed by God. The scriptures say you're blessed coming in, blessed going out, right? As many fighting against you, God got double that amount fighting for you. See, when you learned all this and you get this in your spirit, in your soul, right, you will know that, you know what, I ain't even worrying about this situation today, because God has promised me better days. God has promised me blessings, an overflow of blessings. God has promised me that my cup will forever overflow, that sometimes people will be around me that don't deserve the blessing, but they'll get it just because they connected to me. God has promised me that. God promised me that I am here. God promised me that he has angels warring on my behalf even when I'm sleeping. God promised me that. God promised me that if I walk out in the street that he got his angels protecting me and nobody's going to be able to harm me. God has promised me that, and I see it because you know what? I woke up this morning. Somebody didn't wake up today, but I woke up. But even if I didn't wake up, God also promised me eternal life because the blood of Jesus that gives me the life, the eternal life that he promised me. So even if I didn't wake up, guess what? I'm still blessed. Because guess what? I have that promises of that eternal life to be with my Father. Because the scripture says to be away from the body is to be what? Present with the Lord. And if he knows my heart and he knows me, then I know he's going to tell me, well done, servant. Come on in. It was days that you was hurt, but you kept on praising me. You didn't have to show people that you're praising me, but I saw you. I saw you at night laying down. I saw you when you're walking around. I saw you. That's how God does it. So you can tell a person that is truly a person about God, the way that they act, sometimes the way that they approach things, the way that they are. They don't have to tell you every day that I'm a woman of God, I love God, and you know what, God is good. I ain't got to tell you that every day. Your spirit, a person's spirit, you can latch on to that. When it's a good-hearted person and they got that God spirit in them, you latch on to them. It's something about them, like, you know, even though you may have a little problems with them, but it's like you just can't let go of them because it's like it's something about them that draws you into them. It says like spirits like each other. What you mean by that, okay? Some of you that are on the line today, I'm connected to you in a way because something about your spirit that my spirit receives. Even if sometimes our spirits may clash, sometimes the spirit may be like, rah, rah. So we can't let go of each other because that spirit knows that it's the God spirit up in there. And your God spirit knows that my God spirit is in there. And so we're going to keep on praying for each other. We're going to keep on encouraging one another. We're going to keep on standing on the word to God together, right? And those that God don't want around you, that don't have that type of spirit, God will remove them. He'll remove them. But those that still there through the little struggles, those are the ones that God has placed in your life to be there, right, for a reason, to help you through the process, and you help them through their process. Because, right, God has a certainty of promises. God knows exactly what each and every one of us need to receive those promises that he has promised us, right? But we got to put that work in. We got to put that work in. We got to put the work in, and you don't have to always let everybody see that you're putting the work in. It says in the Bible, like, say, if you see somebody and you give them something, right? You give them something or you help them in a situation. You ain't got to tell 50 people that you did it. Why you don't tell 50 people that you did it? Because if you tell 50 people, 100 people that you did it, then you ain't do it from your heart. You ain't do it from that God's heart spirit that God tell you to do. You did it to be seen, right? You did it because you want people to see you. You want people to feel that you're a good person. And then God said you only get a reward here on earth when you do that. But when you do it and keep your mouth closed, to be like, I ain't got to tell nobody what I've done. Your blessings come from you, from God. Your reward comes from God. And I'd rather have the reward from God than a reward here on earth, because I can't take that reward with me. I can't take that blessing with me. But I know that if I do what I'm supposed to do the way God wants me, and I put that work and that time in, my reward is going to be greater. And I know that God has promised me those things. And that's the way that we have to start living our life. Times is hard for everybody. We all are going through so much. But I want you to know that what God has promised you, it will happen for you. Just because it ain't happened right now, it ain't happened the way that you want it. The old saints used to always say that he's an on-time God. He may not come when you want it, but he is always on time. He knows what you want and what you need, and he'll give it to you in his time. He thinks that you're mature enough to handle what it is that he has for you. Because if he give it to you too early and you're not spiritually and mentally mature enough to handle it, you will mess it up and lose it. And all that you work for will be gone. And it's fact, truth. As I close out, think about this. I heard a pastor say one time, those of you who have your nice cars, right, and you got some fancy cars. So, and I have grandbabies. I know a lot of you have grandbabies. So I have we have our Chrysler. I call it my baby, my pearl, my little pearl baby, right? Now, I love my granddaughter, my grandson, right? Am I going to hand Ashana my car keys and say, oh, grandbaby, go drive the car? Because I love her and I want her to drive and experience because I love her, right? No, I ain't going to give her them keys because she's not mature enough to handle driving that car. Because if you give it to them too early, they're going to wreck the car and then you ain't going to no longer have the thing and it's going to be destroyed, right? Same way with God. It's things that we want. It's things that we've been praying for, and we want it. But what if God just give you the keys to it right now, and you haven't let go of some things? And you haven't moved forward out of some things? Then you're going to bring that stuff into the blessing that God has, and it's going to go in there and contaminate it. It's going to destroy it. It's going to drain the life out of what God is trying to give you. That could be a relationship. That could be you owning a home. If you don't know how to handle your finances, why should he bless you with a house? And you haven't learned how to maintain or mature yourself enough to handle your finances. And you go jump and he give you that house and you're not prepared for it, then what happens? You lose the house. What you going to begin to do? Blame God. God, you promised me this house. Well, he did promise you. And you wanted it. And you did what Sarah did, and you stepped out and went and trying to do it without God blessing it to happen for you. And when you got it, it didn't work, and you wind up losing it. Then you want to get angry with God. See, God don't want those problems. God don't want those problems from you. So he wants to make sure that you mentally, spiritually, and emotionally mature before he gives you the things that he promised you. Sometimes it makes us be upset because we want to be like little kids. I want it, God. Well, just give it to me, God. But I can't have you like our kids do. Well, Mom, but why? Why I can't have it? Because you ain't ready for something like that. You can't do that. Same way God feels about us. He's our father, right? He's our parent. He knows what is best for you. He promised you. You provide to keep you, to bless you. And you are co-heirs to the throne. So you have blessings that will come your way. Put the time in. Put the work in. And watch God begin to change and work things out in your life. God bless each and every one of you. I thank you for the word. Evangelist Slade, did you have anything to say as we close out on today? God bless each and every one of you. Thank you.
Amen, amen. You pretty much covered everything. I received that word. But if you expand on it further, you have to dig deep in the Bible what Jesus' promises are and were and still is today. You know, when he was on that cross, Calvary, all our burdens were lifted. He promised that. Jesus promised the abundant life, if you read in John 10:10. He promised an eternal life, if you read John 4:14, John 10:28. I'm saying the wonders of what God had promised for us. Very few do not recognize that we are his pearls. We are his children. So I come to you with a humble heart, and I say, expand on those promises. Know that you know that you know what God has in store for you. Thank you, Evangelist. Thank you, Pastor Parker. Thank you for the people that are listening. I'm telling you that because different people walk in different faiths. And even though you know what God has in store for you, grab it. Grab him like he's there. He's your friend because God is my friend. He has been my friend for over 67 years. And I know what he can do. And I know how he can turn things around. I thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Evangelist, for a great word today. Thank you for coming today. So I thank each and every one of you who joined us on today. And we'll be back on next Sunday. And I ask as we close out on today that you all would keep, to some of you, Mother Pearl, to others, Sister LaShonda. Please keep her and her family lifted up in prayer. She's a lot of issues. Her husband is going through some health issues right now. And she has a relative that is in the hospital as we speak. So please keep her and her family lifted up in prayer. Pray for their strength. Pray for them. I ask that you all would keep my father-in-law lifted up in prayer as well. Keep him lifted up in your prayers. And pray for Brother Wise, Father. Pray for all our loved ones. Let's keep each and every one of our loved ones who's going through any kind of health situation in our prayers on today. As you go about your way through the week, please keep them in your prayers. They need the prayer. I need the prayer to keep strength and the family. And each and every one of us that's dealing with things in our homes. Let's pray for one another because we never know what the next person is going through. So just pray. Sometimes you don't even have to know the person's name in your neighborhood or community. You could just pray for them families because you never know what is happening behind closed doors. So continue to pray for one another as we continue to pray for you As we close out on today, we're going to close out in prayer. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. And I ask that you all, would you please start sharing our link to the people? You can share it wherever you at, on your job. You can share it when you're out in the store. Share the link. They can listen to the messages any time of the day, at all times. Just share our link and welcome them to be a part of the ministry. I appreciate it if you just share our link. Share our link on your social media sites. Share it. And I just thank God for all of you. So we're going to close out and pray on today. Thank you once again. Father God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for everything that you do. Father, we thank you, Father, for blessing us today. Father, we thank you for the service. Father God, we thank you for each person that joined us on today. Father, I ask you that you will be with them and their loved ones, Lord God, and bless them. Put your hedge of protection all around them, Lord God. Father, we pray, Father, with children, Lord God, as they get ready to start their spring break, Lord God. Father, I ask you, Lord God, to put your hedge of protection all around each and every child, God, that as they end the week and be on spring break, God, keep them safe. Bless their families, Lord God, and protect them, God, and keep them, Father. We thank you so much, God. We pray for every other church today that is in service today. God, we pray, Father God, that your spirit has filled on each and every member. Father, we pray for the pastors, the leaders, Lord God. We thank you so much, God. Father, I thank you, Father. Bless each and every person on today and those who had a desire to be here but cannot be here. Father, I thank you, Lord God. I give you praise, glory, and honor in your precious son, Jesus' name. We thank you and adore you, Lord God. Amen, amen, amen. So for those of you, if you like to, if you want to make a donation to keep the ministry going, you don't have to, but you like, you want to, you can send to the Cash App or my PayPal information. And you can send an email as well. I just put the information there in the chat. And for those of you who listen in from the link, all the information is right there on the link. Our Cash App information, our PayPal, and also our email. Thank you all so much. God bless you. Enjoy your day. Hugs and kisses. Continue to pray for me and my family as I continue to pray for you and your family. See you all next Sunday at 10:30 a.m. God bless you.